Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday. And we have on the line with us right now, we have Brad from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Brad, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am doing pretty good. I was having to push a button I forgot to push just right before we went on air. So that way you'll end up on the record as well. So, all right. Well, Brad, again, it's good to have you on. And, of course, you know, lots of animals out there at the shelter. Before we get to that, though, as of right now, how are you guys doing on, you know, food and litter as of right now? And do you still need some donations?
Always we need donations. We are running pretty low on kitty litter. The best kind, the kind that we use the most, is the cheap clay kind at Walmart. It's usually the red and gray special kitty bag. Now, dog food, dry dog food, of course, we're not in terrible shape right now, but we are getting low. And, of course, we have a lot of dogs that need fed every day. So any type of food really is perfect. We mix it and they get fed twice a day. So donations are very appreciated at this time.
All right, so be sure to pick up something for them. And again, you can just, if you want to, I think you can just drop it outside the door. But if that's during business hours, they can just bring them on in. Correct?
Yes, sure thing. We're there 2 to 4 every day. We're there 2 to 4 every day except for Monday. You're welcome to bring them in then, or, yes, drop them by the door or the gate. We will get them inside and start using them.
All right. So let's go ahead and talk about who is out there this week, and let's go ahead and then start with the doggies.
Okay. All right. I have some really good news about our dogs.
Ooh.
I don't have very many to talk about, but I'll list it and then I'll give you the good information.
All right.
We have Izzy. Izzy is a black lab female. She's kind of shy right now. She's warming up to us finally. We don't know that someone was very nice to her in her past, but she's about 3 years old. She'll be ready for adoption. She is sponsored, so she is a $20 adoption, and she will be spayed and ready to go home when she's adopted. We have Vancey still. Vancey's a terrier mix. She's brown and tan. She's got some white on her face and a little bit of black. She's got one blue spot on her eye, on one of her eyes, and she's also about a 3 to 4 year old female. We have Ruby. Ruby is a gorgeous brindle color. She's a pit bull and terrier mix, and she's about 4 to 5 years old. She is heartworm positive, so it'll require some treatment from the adopters part, but she's an excellent dog. She's super sweet, and her picture on Facebook has got a lot of attention because she's kind of hugging the volunteer's arm, just enjoying that love. We have Coda. Coda is new to the shelter. She is a terrier mix. She's brindle with some white, and she's got little black specks on her. She's about 2 years old, so fairly young. We have Ducky. Ducky kind of cracks me up. He can't see very well. He's got some issues with his eyes, but he's super sweet. It doesn't stop him from running around. He's about 15 to 20 pounds. He's white with some brown markings, and his eyes are a really golden color. Really pretty boy. And then we have Smokey. Smokey is a terrier mix, lab mix, possibly. He's around 8 months old, and he is ready to go home as well. So those are the dogs that we have available for adoption. That's 6 dogs. I have 12 dogs that have been tagged by our partners in Merriam, Kansas, which is Great Plains FCCA. We are taking 12 dogs to rescue on Saturday. So that is awesome.
That is awesome. So there we go.
Yes, that's, you know, big break. These dogs are going to get excellent care. They're going to screen their adopters. They're going to find excellent homes for these guys. And then we had Hanky. Hanky recently got adopted. His new mom came from Winfield, Kansas, to adopt him.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah.
I guess she heard it. I guess she, I don't know if she heard it on the radio or saw it, but she, I saw that basically, I think it was the day of or the day after talking about Hanky on the air.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. She heard about him and just had to have him.
So. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. Hanky was able to get a home pretty quickly, so.
Absolutely. And Sweet Pea wasn't mentioned because she had just been there for 5 days, and she got adopted. She was a shepherd mix. Link and Jasper, which we've talked about before, they headed to, I dropped them off in Parsons a couple mornings ago, and they are in Nebraska now in rescue.
All right.
And then, again, on Facebook, you probably saw that Manny, our chocolate lab, he went to rescue as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's been a really good last week and a half.
Absolutely. Getting these guys out there, guys and girls out there.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I do have lots of cats available for adoption, so I'll go ahead and talk about them. We still have Sox and Turtle, both available, both male cats. They are about 3 years old. They are both neutered now, so their adoption fee is waived at this time. Of course, we'll ask for a vet reference and stuff like that, but they're ready to go home, super loving cats. We have Goose. Goose is a black male cat. He's about 3 to 4 years old. He's also neutered. We have Katri. Katri is an older female. She is yellow and white. She's spayed, so she's got a reduced adoption fee as well. We have Stouffer and Lays. They're still there. They're both kittens, about 3 to 4 months old. One's gray, one's white, both males, and they are both neutered. We have Chris. I call Chris. Chris is kind of prissy. She came in and had a litter of kittens when she came in. She's a black and white tuxedo female, about 3 years old. She hisses every time you walk into the room that she's in. But as soon as you stick your hand in, she just eats it up. She loves to be pet.
She's like, she's basically saying, hey, I'm here, and I could be mean, but I really want to be lovey.
Exactly. I know a lot of people like that.
I do know a few people like that as well. I could be mean, but I want to be loved instead.
Exactly. She's very sweet. She's not huge on being picked up, so she may do better as an outdoor, indoor cat where she has the option of getting away.
Mm-hmm.
But, super duper cat, ready to go home. She's a $30 adoption that gets her spayed. We have Lindy. Lindy is a longer-haired black cat with white, I call it frosting, on her. So it's more like a gray-white, but it's mixed in with the black hair. Really, really pretty, unique-looking cat. She's about 3 months old. And then we have Gerald. Gerald is a large, long-haired black cat. And roughly, we're guessing he's about 5 years old. He's available for adoption. And in our office area, we have 5 little kittens that were dumped on us. They were left in a cardboard box without a top by our gate one morning. And we went out and got them, and they were just sitting there and looking up at us. So
they're like, hey, take us in, please.
Yeah. We did exactly that, and they're happy and healthy and ready for adoption. They're about 8 weeks old right now. So that's my crew.
All right. Sounds like a great crew out there. Again, lots of cats and dogs out there looking for that forever home. And if anybody has any more questions they would like to ask of you, how can they get in contact with you guys?
They can message us on our Facebook page, Coffeeville Friends of Animals, or they can call us at the shelter. And you usually will have to leave a voicemail, but we are returning calls every day. So call us at 620-252-6060 or come visit us.
All right. So give them a call or come out to the shelter. They're, again, they're open Tuesday through Sunday, yeah. 2 to 4 p.m. So head on out there. That's when they'll be open. They are closed on Monday. I do believe that's cleaning day. So because lots of dogs and cats can make lots of messes. So again, they're closed on Monday, but they are open Tuesday through Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. So be out. Go on out there. I guarantee if you go out there, you'll fall in love with a cat or a dog, and you'll want to bring them home. So, all right. Well, Brad, I appreciate you coming on today and talking about all the great animals out there, sir.
Thank you very much. You have an awesome day.
All right. You as well. All right. That is Brad from the Caulfield Friends of Animals. And we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll get back to Open Line. We'll take your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or if you'd like to weigh in on today's Nichols Hitching Pulse Poll question of the day. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.